Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap we love to talk about. On your bravs, this is Crappy Hour Live. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just recovering from those Oscars last night. I had such an amazing time at the Not Vanity Fair party, and it was just like, I just felt like I was around so many not celebrities in my living room. So it's just like I'm a little hungover from all the intense hobnobbing with my pillows and my tables. How about you? How are you doing?
You're just at the straight up vanity party.
Yeah,
I did not watch the Oscars because I'm just becoming that old man who's like, who are these people? What are these movies? Why is everybody so young? I don't understand. I don't even know what half those movies are. I mean, what the hell? Where's La La Land?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a year ago that I was at your house in Austin and we watched the Oscars together. Remember that?
We did. Yeah, I need that some inspiration. So like, I need you to be here to watch it with because you make it fun. When I'm alone, I'm like, oh, shut up. Shut up about your cause. I don't care about your cause. Take your cause and suck it.
I feel like I'm a fun Oscar watcher with her, you know,
because my
friends, Judy and Matt and AJ came over and none of them were really interested in watching the Oscars, but I was like, guys, I'm gonna watch the Oscars. So they came over and we had a really fun time watching it together. I feel like I inspire good Oscar watching times.
You are fun to watch the Oscars with, for sure. We ripped that thing to shreds. We had a really good time watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. I did watch White Lotus, however, and Married to Medicine and those things. You know, the real classy, the real top class shows. All right, everybody, welcome to the show today in Bravo News. I can never tell if a lot's going on, really, or nothing's going on because it's Bravo. You know, I guess the news is what you make of it. Ben just told me that the New York strip steak has been changed to the Texas.
Well, as the Texas governor, AKA your governor, has just declared that he's thinking about renaming the New York strip steak into the Texas strip steak, which just goes to show that, like, I'm glad the politicians in this country are really prioritizing the things that matter the most. So, you know, it's an exciting day.
Yeah. Glad they can double property taxes every year and spend the money where we really need it. Renaming fucking steaks.
I know. It's just, you know, the real headlines are way too depressing to read, but luckily Bravo headlines continue to be as stupid as ever. For instance, did you know that Ben Stiller watches The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with his daughter? I mean, is that not heartwarming? I mean, they should change it from the Texas strip steak to the Ben Stiller strip steak because that is a delicious headline.
I did see that the other day when I was, you know, doing my morning duties. That was the first thing I read. And I thought it was kind of a joke because his tweet something like, thank God Dorit and Kyle have taken time to come together on something they really understand, or like a common a common thing, or what. Yeah. I don't know. His tweet was like, just, it wasn't funny. It was just like, wow, you know, I'm glad that Dorit and Kyle are getting along. And I thought it was kind of a joke, but I didn't really get the joke. So I didn't really understand it. So I just kind of put it off. And then everybody in the Bravoverse got very excited that Ben Stiller was a fan. So,
yeah, he watches it with his daughter, Ella, which is kind of funny because I don't know why. Like, I feel like if my last name were Stiller, I wouldn't have my daughter's name be Ella. Ella Stiller. That's just as like a little, it doesn't roll off the tongue, right? Ella Stiller.
Oh, anyway, that reminded me I have to tell you about my TaskRabbit. Okay, so on the show, I talked about wanting to bang my TaskRabbit, okay? And I didn't know the TaskRabbit. I just hired him. And I was talking, it was basically a piece on loneliness, okay? So the TaskRabbit comes. He's hot as hell. Of course he's hot.
Is he really?
So, yeah, he was really hot and married, of course, you know? So I shaved my nuts for nothing. But I was like, hey, he asked me what I did. So I told him. And he's like, oh, those housewives shows, eh? He was from Minnesota. He's like, those housewives shows, eh? Oh, my wife loves those, you know? So I watch them all because I watch them with my wife. And I said, really? And I said, you're a good husband. You know, we meet a lot of housewives husband, like housewives watcher husbands in our line. Mm-hmm. And you're always the most supportive husbands. He goes, well, to be truthful with you, I'm mostly watching for myself. You know what I love? The fashions. I just love the fashions.
No.
This guy. So I was like, okay, well, tell your wife to listen. And then when he walked out the door, I was like, well, maybe not this week. Because I think I spent the week talking about wanting to fuck you. But anyway, great job, TaskRabbit. So it's nice to know there's some handyman out there really enjoying the fashions. And he goes, you know, I got to work a lot of extra shifts because she loves those fashions so much. So, you know, handyman's wife out there buying her fake CCs to put on her shirt. I loved that.
I love it. Listen, you'll know if he reaches out to you and says, need any more work done? That means he listened, you know.
Okay, so something else fun that happened was Anna Marie's still spouting off all over the internet. Because this time she had a reason. Because Garcelle, when they went to that caviar party on Beverly Hills, saw a woman named Anne Marie's place card and said, oh God, please, I hope it's not the other one. And so Anna Marie, of course, had to make herself known. And she said, wow, surprise, she hasn't left the country yet. Which I guess because Trump won or something. Is that what she means?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think she's making a really trying to have a moment. Yeah.
She really is. And then another one was, so she's so jealous that I have everything in life that she doesn't. I live in her mind rent free.
I like someone on Twitter was basically, someone said it very well. They said, I believe they said something like, is that an 8.5 coming after a 10? I think that sums it up quite well. Don't even try, Anne-Marie.
It just truly does. Don't try it. And Garcelle responded with an Instagram story that said, not all skin folk are kinfolk.
And then the next door,
Black Girl Missing 27, coming soon to theaters near you.
Also describes Anne Marie's second season of Beverly Hills. Anne Marie, your 15 minutes are over. You can't complain about how like it was such a bad experience, and then you are constantly jumping in whenever you can to make yourself relevant into the Real Housewives discussion. You're done, you're over, and you suck.
Yeah, go away, lady. I'm searching right now, Karen Huger jail, because I could have sworn I saw something today that was like, what it's like for Karen Huger in prison. Dun, dun, dun. What do you think it's like in there?
I don't know. It's wild to think that Karen Huger is currently in prison as we speak. Like, she is there. She might be going into, like, the cafeteria with a little red plastic tray and, like, some bowls and getting slop poured in or whatever. And she's just there without her wig, without her makeup, just dealing with crazy people that she would never, ever come close to in Potomac. Like, it's a surreal thought when you really think about it.
Yeah, she's probably in there like, can I have the slop without cream? I'm not eating dairy right now. Very, very bad. Chicken, I don't eat Dirty Bird. No Dirty Bird for me.
I wonder, what is the deal with allergies in jail? Do the jails care? Or do they just say like, well, if you don't eat chicken, you can't eat, you're just not having dinner tonight. I feel like they don't make too many accommodations for prisoners when it comes to allergies, right?
I have no idea. I mean, I feel like we're in a softer world, so maybe they would, you know?
Yeah.
Prison just ain't as hard as it used to be.
Do you have any Texas
skirt steaks? I mean, now you can even have a job in prison.
Hmm? Yeah. I said, do you have any Texas skirt steaks in prison?
I refuse to eat a New York strip. Please only bring me Texas strip. Thank you. speaking of restaurants in trouble, like the prison restaurant system for serving Dirty Bird. Levin Lamar opened a new restaurant, and it's called Zachary Daiquiri's.
Which already...
First of all, can we just start with that? What'd you say?
First of all, I said, first of all, I hate this. Zachary Daiquiri's. Second of all, is this if this isn't a gay bar, and then then I'm gonna be even more angry because this is a name that's reserved for gay bars. I'm sorry to say, it's a gay bar name, and if you've stolen it from us, that's just not right. That's not fair.
I feel like even gay people have like straightened up beyond naming things Zachary's Daiquiri's. I mean, what the fuck is that? What the fuck kind of name is that? Zach, and do we need a daiquiri restaurant? I don't think we need a daiquiri. When was the last time you ordered a daiquiri or heard somebody order a daiquiri?
Well, I mean, the truth is, like, a proper daiquiri, this is going to be such a Ben moment, but, like, a proper daiquiri is not what we think of when we think of daiquiris. I think we think of, like, big red frozen strawberry drinks, but a proper daiquiri is just, like, lime and rum, and they're very delicious and very chill, but I guarantee that's not the drink that's being served at Zachary Daiquiri. So to get to your point, the answer is we don't need this. We don't need daiquiris. We don't need Zachary, and we don't need Zachary Daiquiris.
Well, now, you know, I'm part of the way with Leva. I never know where I am with Leva. Usually she makes me crazy because she comes on these shows and does nothing and like doesn't even want to be there and is continuously rewarded with shit, like her own show. So that kind of bugs me. But on the other hand, she believes in child labor. And, you know, I love child labor. And have you noticed on Southern Hospitality, there's an actual child that works there? Have you noticed that?
I did notice that. I was like, I rewound it like three times. I was like, is that a child or is that actually just a young looking lesbian? And it was a child. It was a child.
A young looking lesbian. It's like one of the DJs. No, it's actually a child. Like, it was maybe like a 12-year-old child.
Bussing. Yeah.
A young child. He's lighting the fireworks and carrying the ice and stuff like that. I don't think that's legal. But anyway, you know, who cares? I love child labor. Keep him out of the streets. But so I don't really know where she is. I didn't like her last week. This week I found out she believes in child labor, so I liked her. But then this story came out, and I hate her again. So apparently, you know, there were rumors that this was happening at her other clubs. I've been reading these rumors on Reddit for a long time. But this is a review that was left after the opening. We came as part of the opening night event, and we were very excited to try this new restaurant bar out. But unfortunately, we will not be returning. After we got our drinks and sat at a table outside, the bouncer came out and stood directly next to a group of black men and informed the line that there was now a new dress code that prohibited ripped jeans, athletic wear, and Jordans, which all of the men were wearing. After seeing the outfits that were allowed in previously, it was obvious that there was no dress code, but this was a move made to prohibit certain groups of people into the restaurant. We confronted the bouncer who made the comment, and we were told that it was a comment from management. Very disappointing. And then a bunch of comments kind of jumping on that one. I've heard that they do that at her other clubs and are discriminatory. So that's sucks to hear. So fuck off. If that's true.
I mean, if it's true, it's obviously massively disappointing and really bad. It's surprising because Leva has always historically not stood for that. And same with Lamar. So it's surprising. And you know, it's wild. I mean, I definitely would like to hear more about this. And like, it's also if this person is actually like, was he saying the truth? Is he like a troll? It's hard to say, but I guess I didn't know there were rumors about this happening at other restaurants. It's really, really terrible if it is true. Totally,
yeah, agreed.
Like, unacceptable. I also like the idea though. I like the idea that a group of people came in wearing like Air Jordans and ripped jeans and like athletic gear and were like, we're going to Zachary Daiquiri's. Like, we're putting on athletic gear and ripped jeans and our Air Jordans and we're going to Zachary Daiquiri's.
I just like that Lev and Lamar are even thinking like that. Like, bouncer, listen, this is a very important club. And we are going to have some rough trade coming in to Zachary's Daiquiri's. We really need you on the lookout. I mean, what the hell? What a world. My God.
Yeah.
At least it's in the same city. We have some Thomas Ravenel stuff going on. So last week, Thomas tweeted drunkly, probably cokily, who knows? He said, I'm not sure, Mayor Hands, but fairly 90% sure that Whitney has had sex with every single girl that's on Southern Charm. I mean, he makes Weinstein look like Jesus Christ. also a successful producer. And he says, Whitney is right now begging me to take this down because he knows it's going to fuck his whore of a mother. And he's nothing but a total piece of shit.
Wow.
Had you read that?
I had read that T-Rav had said something inflammatory, but I just hadn't bothered to really look it up because it's T-Rav. I'm just like, there's enough. You know what it was? I heard he tweeted something and I just was not in the mood if it was going to be some MAGA bullshit and I just didn't want to read it. So now that I hear that it's just petty bullshit, now I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So this
well, is I read it. I read it every day because it's on my fridge. I printed it up. Where all of Thomas's tweets go. Big Brutus in the comments said, this is why the Democrats lost. Oh, okay. Well, you guys are doing a bang-up job, Big Brutus. So thanks for everything you give us. Okay, so then Thomas Ravenel came out with another tweet that says, I just had a... Because this is what Thomas does. He goes and slams your ass all over the internet, and then he sobers up the next day and is like, well, on second thought, I just had a long conversation with Patricia Austool and her son Whitney Sudler-Smith, and we took a deep dive into what happened over the past 7 years. She basically confirmed what I intuitively knew all along, that she was always my friend, and I hereby want to publicly apologize to her for the mean things that I said about her. I extend this apology to Whitney as well. He's always been a dear friend, especially after the death of my father. That was touching.
Yeah. Like, how do you say such nasty things about people? Like, truly, truly nasty. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, by the way, they've always been friends and they're lovely people. It's just like, the pivot is just so, it's so vile, you know?
I've always loved that sexual abuser and his whore of a mother. And why I said anything mean about them is beyond me. Dear sexual assaulter and whore mother. Merry Christmas, love Thomas Ravenel and the children he stole from Catherine.
No. I can't. It's like, it's just wild that people do this. I mean, look, I get it. A lot of my favorite reality stars do this. They're really, really nasty. And then they're like, you know what? I was angry. I was acting out of anger. But I feel like it's one thing to be like that on the show. But if you're just sitting in on your plantation and just tweeting this shit, it's like, get a life, bro.
Well, speaking of Thomas, it came out also this week that Jason Isaacs of White Lotus is basing his character on Thomas, or Southern Charm at the very least. Most likely Thomas, let's face it. I mean, that accent is exactly Thomas Ravenel. Mm-hmm. He says, I don't want Thomas Ravenel suing me for whatever pennies I have left. So I'm not going to give him too much credit.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
In the 1980s, a rosé swept the country.
Hey, Mike, I really like this White Zinfandel.
Well, good, good. Now put it down. I'm going to try another one.
White Zin became America's top-selling wine. But most don't know that this sweet drink has a sour history. What began in 1986 with counterfeit bottles...
A big fraud. A multi-million-dollar fraud.
...sent investigators chasing one of the most powerful families in the business, the Lichardis. But the closer the feds got to them, the more dangerous things became. It's a story of deceit.
At the time, I was paranoid.
Threats.
You touch my kids, I will kill you.
And murder.
With a .22 caliber bullet to the head.
What started with a scheme to mislabel wine spilled into a blood-soaked battle for succession. Welcome to Bloodvines. You can binge listen to Bloodvines exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again.
So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What I was going to say is I had read that Mike White had encouraged him to go watch Southern Charm, which, by the way, makes me really excited because I thought Mike White was purely just a Survivor fan and listener. Or not listener, but just like a Survivor fan. So it's cool that Mike White is also in the Bravo sphere. Like, I love that. That's like that. I feel like that's very cool.
Yeah, I do too. It kind of explains a lot of Tanya's character, actually.
It really does.
And also the three ladies who are on this year who are all gossiping about each other, like the three best friends who every episode it's them gossiping about another one of the friends in the circle that they like take turns beating on each other.
Yeah, that's very Beverly Hills, the three of them, you know, like the way they just are like quiet, the quiet competition, the comparing the doctor, like what doctor do you have? You know, yours looks, you look great. Or I do this, that polite competition that we see on Beverly Hills all the time. It's nice to see on White Lotus as well. Yeah, I've only watched the first episode, but, you know, there will be some binging later tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's worth it. Although they can suck my dick with that theme song. That's not it. Why did they do that? Why would you do that? Yeah, I mean, look, the theme song's not terrible, but why would you take the most iconic theme songs? And they had two versions of it, right? They had the first season, then they redid it for the second season.
And
the third season, first of all, it's too low. Like they mixed it really low. It goes HBO. And then the music's like. So it's too low, and it sounds like it's just beginning right before the remix, and they're going to be bringing in the.
I do actually like it on its own terms as like a cool chill thing that builds, but in the like in the wake of last year, it's hard, and I kept on thinking like, is that are they bringing last year's theme in now? And I actually read an article about the music supervisor and how he's like he got like a lot of crap for it, and they did like all this extensive research. They listened to all this Time music to really get a sense of it. Here's something I did not realize. Again, I've only watched one episode, but the actress who plays like one of the staff members, she's like gorgeous. She performed on the Oscars last night because I didn't realize she was in Blackpink, and Blackpink is like a global phenomenon. But I obviously am like, I'm listening to Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm sort of like, I haven't branched out too far. And so her stage name is Lisa. And I had no idea that this unassuming staff member on White Lotus has 105 million followers and is massively popular around the world. So that's just a fun thing to think about. And I'm just wondering what Bravo star she used as inspiration, and can't wait for her to come on to Watch What Crappens and tell us all about it.
Sutton. She's Sutton is her inspiration.
Yeah, she's probably Sheena.
There were rumors. Someone had asked us in the comments on the Crappy Hour post today, like, what do you want to talk about on Crappy Hour? And someone said the rumors that Sheena and Brock are splitting up. So I looked for those rumors and I couldn't find anything except from April of last year that she said, we're not splitting up or we're going through problems. But that was a long time ago. So I don't think they're splitting up. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody care? I don't care. Do
you? I haven't heard anything about that. Yeah, I don't think so.
I do know that she takes care of that man and she's going to need that income to take care of him. So I hope she gets a job or they will split up. He'll be out of there.
Well, if they do split up, they will wait until they're filming The Valley. And The Valley is apparently coming back very, very, very soon. I think rumor has it mid-April, but we don't know. That was from an old queen at the bar.
Rumor has it. Now there's an album. So did you see this stuff about Kathy Griffin going on something? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what she went on.
I did.
But she went on a podcast and finally outed the big secret of the Amsterdam trip where Lisa Rinna was like, do not bring up my husband, and slammed the glass and like went for Kim's waddle and tried to strangle her and then stab her with the glass and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Kathy Griffin went to dinner with them and she said, Harry, what's the secret? Just tell me the secret. And he said, they said I fucked a dog.
That's the big secret. Now, do you think that is the secret, or he just knows Kathy Griffin can't keep her mouth shut, so he's just going to give her some bullshit so that way she can take it to, you know, podcasts and, you know, and make that be the definitive answer? Do you think
Harry's not sly? Harry's not sly like that. You had a dinner with Harry. We had a dinner with Harry Hamlin. He's not a sly person who's thinking like that. You know,
it's true.
He will tell the truth, you know? And I do think that's what it was. And I think that's fucking hilarious.
That's such a very specific rumor. I mean, like, who started that Harry Hamlin fucked a dog? That's like, I'm going to say this right now. I don't think that Harry Hamlin fucked a dog. I just don't think so.
Brave moves.
Yeah.
I don't think he fucked a dog either. I mean.
I mean, who knows? Anything could happen these days, but I don't think he did. I'm going to say he probably did not do that.
Grace says that Kathy Griffin was on the podcast Trash Tuesday. Thank you for that. God, we need you guys here for every show we do to correct us when we're wrong, which is, at least in my case, 80% of the time. I could use this comment thread running on the side. So let's see. What else do we have here?
Tom Sandoval. Let's talk.
Oh, go for it.
Tom Sandoval. So traitors, everyone. I hope everyone is caught up on the traitors because I'm about to talk about it. Tom Sandoval was recently murdered on the traitors. So he has had like a real big image improvement because of the traitors. People like him again. People sort of, what they do is they don't say they like him. They say, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but like, I find him to be really entertaining on the traitors, which is fair because he's dumb. He's a dumb idiot. And it was hilarious watching him. And like after that challenge where he was singing, into the phone, I mean, that was amazing. So, but he was murdered. RIP to Tom Sandoval. And he has now done his exit interviews with all sorts of media outlets. And he has told Us Magazine that if he were picked as a traitor, he would have just left the castle. I don't know if I believe that. On the one hand, I get it because he's been trying to crawl out of this hole from Scandoval for like 2 or 3 years now, and he has failed on all fronts. So like the last thing he wants to do is make himself a villain on the show. But I also think he's addicted to fame. And I think that if given the chance to be a traitor and to outsmart people, I think he would take it. What do you think, Ronnie?
Well, look, the Scandoval stuff helped Ariana. I mean, she became a massive star after all that happened, but it also helped Tom Sandoval. I mean, Tom Sandoval hasn't really stopped working ever since then. And he's been a villain and a punching bag, but he still had a lot of work from it. He's on Traitors. I mean, he's one of the only Vanderpump Rules people to ever be on Traitors. So I'm with you. I think that he likes the fame. And of course he would have been a traitor. He would have been a horrible one. He would have probably been out in week two. But he's full of shit. Oh my gosh.
You know, Michael Horn in the comments has pointed out that Scandoval happened 2 years ago today.
Yeah,
it's the kind of shocking. I can't believe it's only been 2 years. I feel like it's been with us for like 3 years at least. But I guess really, 2 years makes sense.
Yeah. Where were you when that happened? Do you remember where you were?
Yes.
When you found out.
I was on my sofa. It was it was raining. I was on my sofa. And I think it was you or Katie or I think it was you. Someone texted me. I think it was you. I think it was like you. I think you and Katie. It was like we were a group text, if I remember correctly. And it was like impossible to even comprehend. I was like, what? And then like going onto TMZ and just like not reading headlines and not being able to actually believe that they were true. And like it took a moment to process. How about you? Do you remember where you were? During Scandoval? I think Ronnie's AirPods have betrayed him yet again based on that whispered fuck he just said. I remember how crazy it was. I just remember going onto Twitter and everyone was tweeting and it was on TMZ and no one could believe it. And like people were cursing. It was so shocking. And then I think it was that like, I think the first drips and drabs that they were broken up and that was shocking. And then it was that he'd had an affair and that was shocking. And then it was like, oh, and the affair was with Raquel. It was kind of like it just came in these very quick successive waves. And yeah, that was an exciting moment. And I remember, can you not hear me?
I was in the roundabout and coming home to my house. There's a roundabout. Well, I guess they're not roundabouts. They're traffic circles. You know, I've already told the story because I remember people taught me what a traffic circle was because I used to call them roundabouts. But anyway, I was in a traffic circle coming home and someone read me the text and I was like, no. And I just kept going around and around in the traffic circle. Just kept going around her. I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe this would happen. And I was probably voice to texting you right in that circle. I was like a crazy person. I couldn't stop.
I feel like, you know, it's crazy that after all this time, you still can't search your text messages by date. There's no way that I'm aware of. I would love to go back to my text messages around this to know what happened on March 3rd. 2023, but there's literally no way to, how does anyone know how to do that? Does anyone know how to look into like search your text messages by date? Because I would love to know what happened on this day 2 years ago.
You mean, actually, other things in your life or what?
No, just to see what I was texting, like what the text that came through, etc. You know, I wish there was a way.
Well, mine were, I don't believe it. I didn't believe it when it happened. I didn't believe it at all. I thought it was just a rumor. And then it became truer and truer as the day went on. Oh. So yeah, happy 2 year anniversary, everybody. That was a fun one. God bless it.
I know. I can't look it up.
And it also started a trend that is still going to this day where Bravo insists on picking the cameras back up after something happened. And it's usually some kind of affair or something. It's like, oh, we found out about an affair. They keep trying to recreate it, but you're not going to do it with Mia. You're not going to do it with this Kyle bullshit. You're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Even Paige and Craig, like, it's just not the same thing, you know? But they're going to try. And so it's a nice new tradition that they started.
Yeah. Question about Sandoval. No, it wasn't about Sandoval, about Traitors. Thoughts on Dolores, because like I'm so happy that Dolores has made it to the finale of Traitors. And when the season began, I was like, you know what I love about Dolores is she knows exactly what's going on, but she keeps her cards close to her vest. But now I'm sort of feeling like Dolores is kind of in the Sheree Whitfield camp of Traitors gameplay. And I don't know how I feel about it.
Dolores isn't great at gameplay, but who cares? I mean, there's always got to be a dummy. At least she's an entertaining dummy. She's so funny. People are so pissed. I mean, and all the Traitors boards that I read, they are so mad at Dolores, but I can't get mad at Dolores. I just think she's hilarious. Never. And what if she's really smart? You know, there's not many people with these theories, but what if she is actually really smart and she knows everything that's going on?
I mean, that would be wonderful. But like, it'd be interesting if she was like, for instance, if this week she voted for Ivar or Iva, solely so that way she stays on Danielle's good side. But if she wins, if she and Gabby win together, I will really be doing dances of joy. But I'm just afraid that I'm afraid she's not going to get it. And I'm also afraid she's going to be really devastated.
She's not. That's fair. What if she's really smart, Jennifer? She's not.
Give it up. Seagib says she's not smart.
Oh my gosh. I like this one. Dolores seems thrilled to be in any room and also confused to be in any given room.
Does Dolores know she's in Scotland? You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful resort in upstate New York. Everyone talks with such unique accents.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dolores, she's just old school Italian. She's from Paterson. She believes this lady who's saying, I swear on my children. And that's it. Dolores is just going to believe that and she's going to go with it. That's how she's raised and that's how it's going to go. You know, they knew how to work her and they got it. It worked.
Yeah. Okay. I have to ask, since we have people here, who here in the audience thinks that Brittany switched her vote to Danielle, and who thinks that she kept it on Iva? Because this has been the raging question that everyone has been asking all week long amongst Traders fans. And by the way, I cannot wait for Thursday. And are you going to be doing anything, Ronnie, for the finale, or are you just going to watch it like normal?
I'm just going to watch it like normal. I don't have, if I was in LA, I would come with you or something. But if here, I won't know because I don't have anybody who watches it here. So it would be, you know, inviting people over to enjoy something that they don't enjoy. And they're like, what is this?
A lot of people are saying in the comments, people are saying, switch. Oh my God. MW says I have to catch up. Oh geez. Yeah. I mean, sorry. I think we kind of ruined it for you a little bit there, but.
She is going to stay with Danielle. I think she's going to keep Danielle.
Meaning like vote against Ivar and keep Danielle?
Yeah.
I think so too. I think they're trying to set it up like Dolores fooled her. I mean, it's going to be shocking no matter what. And if it does come out to a draw, I think Ivar goes home because that's just the way this game has been going. And honestly, if he goes home, I would not be mad at it. I have disliked Ivar for so long.
What does he do?
I thought he... Yeah, I was like a gay British aristocrat. This is perfect. And he's actually just so boring and the worst.
Yeah, I need more of like an Ab Fab style. Like if you're going to go against the grain of the royal family, I want you to be like chain smoking and like fucking people in bathrooms and stuff. I don't want this like, but I'm still playing proper and use the correct fork. Like get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, and he was like so adamant about Sierra. He really was one of the people who was leading the charge against Sierra for bullshit reasons. That I was just kind of like, fuck you. And not fuck you because it's like, oh, Sierra is so great. It's more like fuck you because there was evidence pointing towards other people. And you were one of the people who got like off message with someone like Danielle, you know?
Yeah. So Allison is asking, did Ion spill the tea of who on the Traders has a huge crush on Sandoval, which Sandoval is freaked out about? I don't think that she has mentioned who she was talking about, but all evidence is pointing to Carolyn, actually, because Carolyn is like, oh, you know, I really love Tom Sandoval. What a gentle soul. I just love the guy. Like, he gets me. So, and she said on her podcast that she has a crush on him, but I think she meant friend crush. I mean, I don't know. Who knows with that chick, you know, but yikes.
Hey, you know, I wonder if Carolyn listens to the podcast. Maybe she'll come to our show. We're going to, I forgot we're going to Minneapolis in like 10 days. Do you think she would come to our show? That would be amazing.
Guys, like, my dream I don't would... know. I'm just so awkward, you know. I don't know if I can do it.
I love her so much. I just want to meet her. We'll find a way. We have to talk about also that's non-Traders related. Yes, I forgot. We have something to talk about. Going back to Southern Charm, we have to talk about Vanita. Vanita has suddenly realized that being a reality star means that she's entitled to talk to the press about things that are interesting. And so she started to do it. And she has something to say. Actually, not even to the press. She said some stuff to the press, but before she even did that, she posted on her social media, on her Instagram story, she posted a piece of information that I wish I had known before I started yapping away on last week's recap of Southern Charm, which is that she said, I'm going to pull up the image. I probably should have done it before. And she said, let me make something very clear. That dinner JT and I had after I made a Branzino, I love the specificity of the Branzino, was after the Bahamas, and y'all as an audience saw it before. So this week's episode is now making me look like I'm a homewrecker when I'm not. I know what I signed up for, but I also will not allow the world to think that I'm that woman when I'm not. So bravo.
Make sure you add this screenshot to all of the Reddit threads. So I love that she's a Reddit queen too. Yeah. So this this is pretty shitty. So they edited that on purpose to make it look like she was jumping JT when he had a girlfriend. However, if you really start thinking about it, okay, so then you were in this, you were on this vacation. So then you jumped, you know, you straddled him or whatever twice. And he told you, no, he has a girlfriend. So then why would you have him to dinner at your house and act all giddy like he's your boyfriend and then be shocked that he's saying that he has a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we went back and saw the scene of her making him dinner, maybe her giddiness was in interviews that they edited in. And if you took that out, it was just her making dinner for a friend. I can't tell. But, that sounds really, really dirty of the editors. I mean, the thing is this, I don't mind when they play dirty tricks on like Austin or Craig or Shep, but Vanita, I mean, I just feel like she's so already starved for anything relevant to do that this was just mean. On the other hand, we're all talking about Vanita now and we haven't talked about her at all in a few years.
Well, but there's still something fishy, okay? Because there's that thing, like there's the Branzino dinner after, which doesn't make sense if she knew he had a girlfriend. But I get that maybe that could have been edited too. But then she was doing interviews before the season started and she went on Ryan Bailey and she said that she had been dating JT. JT ghosted her while they dated and then posted a girlfriend on Instagram. And she was shocked about it. She was completely shocked about it. And that doesn't make sense either. So what she said doesn't make sense either because he didn't ghost her and she wasn't shocked about the girlfriend because we saw her tell about it. We saw him tell her about it on TV. So then the girlfriend, whose name is Allie, under this post that you just read of Vanita's, Allie says, Vanita met me as Jarrett's girlfriend at dinner with Bunny last April pre-filming, but I appreciate her trying to save face. Happy to send receipts.
Oh, wow.
She's saying that Vanita went into filming knowing that he had a girlfriend and then still was trying to get with him that whole time. So I don't really know what the hell's happening because Vanita's stories don't make sense either. I don't understand how 1 minute she's ghosted and then the next minute we see what happens and she wasn't ghosted at all. So,
but like, confused. I don't see her trying to save face because everything that's happened to her this season has been her kind of doing something humiliating. And then she talks about it in the, she talks about it in like the confessional that's kind of like, yep, I tried to do this thing. I tried to swim. I tried to straddle JT. I tried to make him fish and I failed. Oh, and my boyfriend left me to go to Broadway. Like, I think she's kind of taken it on the chin all season. So, I mean, I guess the idea is like she's taking it on the chin, but she doesn't want to have the idea that she goes after. She goes after committed men, but
well, I guess I, don't know. I guess if there's something up. Is to say that JT was, you know, JT wronged her, so that would make her like a victim, which would elevate her in the audience's eyes. Like we were just talking about Scandal and stuff like that, and how every show kind of has to have something like that. So maybe she was trying to do that. I don't know. I'm not even accusing her of anything because I honestly don't even understand what's going on. I just don't understand why she's using all these stories that don't add up at this point. And also, yeah. I just don't understand the fighting for JT. In general, that guy's gross.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Someone in the comments says, Ben, she's coming up pathetic. I'm not saying she's coming up pathetic. I'm just saying, like, she's had some swings and misses, and she's eaten humble pie in the confessionals with a smile. I actually think she's handled it pretty well because she's been like, whoops, I guess that didn't work out so well for me, you know, as opposed to, you know, some people who try to make excuses for it and are like, well, it wasn't like this or that, you know. So I appreciate that she's just like, yeah, I tried that and it was a colossal fail. You know, I like that. But the JT thing, though, ultimately, I think we all agree she can do much better than JT no matter what. Like this controversy shouldn't have even existed in the first place because she should never have gone for JT in the first place.
Yeah. Texas girl in Virginia says, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. The real villain here is JT. He didn't do a good job of discouraging her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he told her. I don't know. I mean, I agree that the season was spent with him flirting with her. I when they showed that Branzino dinner, I felt really terrible for her. And that he came in and he ate the whole Branzino before kind of, you know, dumping that news on her. And then, you know, even the thing in Hawaii, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I did feel bad for her for a point, but I mean, he did say flat out he's dating the other girl. So if that happened, I don't know. It's confusing.
Can you, well, can the other agree that this is a, I was going to say, can you agree that this is like a generally very uninteresting controversy?
It's as far as controversy. You know, I don't like the lies. You know, it makes me crazy when people come out. It makes me crazy that she's saying one thing when the season started about being ghosted. And we saw that that didn't happen. And now she's not addressing that and making it sound like something else. And then this girlfriend is saying that she was dating him the whole season. So I don't know. I want truth in my lies. I want truth in my liar shows. I want to know what the hell's going on. They're confusing me. They're making me invest in things. And then at the end, they're just pulling out the rug. I don't like it.
Fred in the comments asks, where'd y'all hair go? So unfortunately, we don't have any good answers.
I'm a sinner.
Question.
I'm a sinner. I've been sinning a long time. And the good Lord took my hair. That's what my mima told me. And I believe her. You know? And guess what? I'm losing more of it every fucking day. Okay.
And R. Sparky is going through it because R. Sparky says, my husband just told me that my lemon and chicken orzo soup needs a lot of seasoning. So, you know, it's a tough Monday. Carrie has it best. Carrie says it best when she says, Branzino is not a couch fish. That is what we all, that is the truth, most truthful thing we've heard all of 2025. Branzino is so not a couch fish.
The other gossip going on in the Southern Charm world is that Craig is dating Sally?
Sally?
Sally. There have been some hints that they've been dating. And oh, people are speculating, is this one of the bitches in Craig's phone? Dun, dun, dun.
They were seen in a parking lot of a steakhouse. I feel like Sally would not be able to. I feel like Craig would drive Sally absolutely nuts if this were true.
I mean,
he's just not smart.
I don't know. She's dated a lot. She hasn't dated one person that I would think wouldn't make somebody nuts. Has she?
Oh, that's
she's
true.
Dated a lot of people that we've seen on the show, and they all look like idiots. So,
yeah. They were having dinner together, and they say they're just really good friends. I don't know. I mean, it always starts with they're just having dinner together thing, and then it leads to something else.
It started at Dumois, claiming Conover and Carson were seen having dinner together at Nobu.
And then JT wrote under the post, makes sense. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And notably, speaking of Vanita weighed in about, not on this topic, but Vanita did say, that she thinks that Craig is milking his breakup from Paige. And I agree with Vanita on that. I think Craig is really fueling this fire way more than Paige is.
And didn't Everything Austin is- make a comment like, geez, you save a girl from drowning and this is how she repays you?
You should save someone from drowning just because they're drowning, not because you're hoping they're going to say something nice about you on a gossip blog. You know, like sometimes you just do things because they're the right thing to do and not because you're trying to get goodwill for your publicity campaign.
I don't know.
It's a lesson that actually a lot of people should learn. Yeah.
Yeah. Do things just because they're the good thing to do. No, I'm not going to fucking do that. And, you know, here's a perfect example. I went to the grocery store today and I went to the Hobby Lobby, not the Hobby Lobby, Michael's, the non-evil one. And I went to Old Navy. Two of those stores, not Old Navy. Thank you, Old Navy. Two of those stores at the very end said, you want to round up for poor children? No, I fucking don't. Stop trying to do good when I'm trying to shop in your goddamn store. I want a glue gun. Okay. That's what I fucking want. If the poor kids want something, they can come over here and glue some shit. Get out of here. It's round up the change. You all take that for tax breaks anyway. Don't try and good people me. I'm losing my hair. Did you not hear? I'm a bad person. So stop asking.
By the way, R.I.P. Did you hear R.I.P. Joanne?
Don't you even give me a dead person. I'm not going to stand for it. At the very end of this show.
Her name is Joanne.
No.
Her name is Joanne, and her last name is Fabrics, and they're all closing.
Is she finally dead?
Joanne Fabrics is closing, yeah.
They've been saying that for years. She's never closed. Joanne Fabrics has been having a going out of business sale for 5 years.
My friend was like, I went to Joanne's yesterday and was pretty picked over. I'm like, that's how Joanne's always looks. They should just call it picked over. I swear to God, if you try to get buttons there, okay, you are a business that is about buttons and fabrics, and you can only get like, here's two buttons size, one quarter inch, and here's six that are like 3 inches big. And here's like, what? How do you not have a proper inventory and supply of buttons at Joanne Fabrics? Bitch,
Joanne is a bazaar. That is a bazaar place, man. Joanne's Fabrics. So I was gonna say, what are they gonna bury her in? Just like some unsold, like the only piece of fabric they couldn't sell in this 5 years of going out of business. It's like, poor Joanne, rest in paisley, bitch. Rest in paisley.
Did I tell you? I think I told you the time. Did I tell you about the time I walked into a Michaels and I thought I was walking into a Target, and it was the most disorienting thing. Cause there's a Michaels and a Target that are next to each other on La Brea. And like, I went on the elevator and I swear to God, the doors are next to each other. And I swear to God, I thought I walked into the Target, not the Michaels. And I was walking around what I thought was Target. And I was like, I cannot believe how crafty Target has become. This is a crazy Target. Like, it didn't, like, my brain would not let me realize I was in a Michaels instead. And it was, when you walk into a Michaels and you think you're in a different facility, it is a very strange experience. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh my gosh. All right, everybody. Well, this is ending the audio portion. We are going to move on to viewer chat time over on YouTube Live. So anyone listening on audio, see you later. See you in a couple of weeks, Mondays at 5:30 here on YouTube Live. Love you guys. And everybody on YouTube Live, stay tuned and we will hand out a link in just a second. Bye, guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.